Welcome to the deep dive. You've sent us a really useful piece here, effective long-term SEO strategy. It's from Double Done Digital Marketing. And what we want to do in this deep dive for you is sort of get past the surface level of SEO, really explore why it's not just a one-off task.
Right.
It needs to be something you're thinking about consistently. Now, you likely know the basics, you know, getting your website seen, but our goal is to uncover the core reasons why a sustained effort is just so critical.
Exactly. We're aiming to go beyond just listing SEO tactics and really dig into the fundamental reasons why a long-term view isn't just good, it's essential for building that strong, lasting online presence for you.
Okay, so to kick things off, this article makes a really compelling point right away. It compares SEO to your overall marketing.
Yeah.
Highlighting how, you know, ongoing follow-through is what delivers results, not just a quick burst. They use this analogy, and it really stuck with me, of a business throwing its entire annual ad budget into like a single week in January. It sounds almost absurd when you put it like that, doesn't it?
It does, and it perfectly shows the flawed thinking of treating SEO like a one-time thing. Just like building brand awareness or driving sales needs that continuous marketing effort all year. Well, SEO needs that same ongoing attention from you, that dedication.
And the first key reason the article points to for this continuous effort is something that's, well, it's constantly in the tech news. The ever-changing nature of search engine algorithms. They emphasize that major search engines really see these algorithms as works in progress.
That's a crucial insight. What's fascinating really is how dynamic it is. These aren't set in stone. They're constantly evolving.
Right.
And as the article correctly points out, a huge driver behind these changes is new tech, particularly machine learning and AI. Think about it. These systems are getting smarter at understanding what people really want when they search.
So even if you've put in the work, got some good SEO results, the article's saying you can't just, what, rest on your laurels?
Precisely, yeah. Even successful SEO needs constant vigilance, a willingness to adapt. If we connect this to the bigger picture for you, it's about recognizing the online environment isn't static.
All right.
What gets you to the top today might not keep you there tomorrow if, you know, an algorithm update shifts things. Staying informed, being ready to adjust your strategy, that's key for long-term success for you.
Right, avoiding those unexpected drops. Okay, the next point the article makes is about how website authority develops gradually. It mentions that even for, like, less competitive search terms, becoming a trusted source, getting that authority, can take weeks, months. Sometimes even years.
Yeah.
It might feel long if you want quick growth.
It can feel that way, but it reflects a fundamental principle of how search engines evaluate websites for credibility.
Okay.
What's interesting here are the two main ingredients in building that authority. First, the longer your content's been around and consistently provided value, the more likely search engines see it. And second, just as important, is earning high-quality backlinks from other reputable sites. Think of it as others vouching for you.
Like recommendations.
Exactly. And both of those things, they naturally take time and consistent effort from you.
So it sounds like genuine authority isn't something you can just fast track.
Very rarely. The article acknowledges everyone wants quick results, sure, but it really underscores the reality. Consistent creation of valuable content plus the slow buildup of those quality backlinks, those are the cornerstones for your website's lasting authority. Sure. It's like building a strong reputation anywhere takes time, dedication, consistently delivering value.
That makes a lot of sense. Okay, the next thing they discuss is scalability in SEO. They mentioned this bootstrap approach. Can you explain how that fits into a long-term strategy for someone like you?
Absolutely. The bootstrap approach in SEO is basically starting with focused efforts in key areas, tracking your results carefully, and then gradually expanding based on what's actually working. If we connect this to, you know, the practical side of running a business, it's very cost effective.
Yeah.
You're not making huge upfront bets without knowing what's going to give you the best return.
So it's about testing the waters and then scaling up what works.
Exactly. You're strategically allocating resources, focusing on the SEO tactics showing positive results for your goals, and then reinvesting there to amplify your presence.
Makes sense.
The article rightly points out, though, that while it's smart and budget conscious, the benefits aren't instantaneous. It still takes time to implement those scaled up efforts and for you to see the full impact in search results.
Okay, that's a really practical point. Then the article touches on something relevant for businesses that maybe already have a strong offline presence.
Yeah.
And are now focusing more online, existing customer referrals. How can leveraging those play into a long-term SEO approach for you?
What's really interesting here is how that trust you've already built offline can give you a valuable head start online.
Right.
For brick and mortar businesses with loyal customers, encouraging them to visit your website, maybe leave reviews or testimonials. That can provide an initial boost.
Uh-huh.
The article makes a great point. If you have these established relationships, it really doesn't make sense to limit your online marketing to short, like isolated campaigns.
It's almost like you're sitting on a really valuable asset in your existing customers.
Precisely. Letting current customers know about your new site, encouraging them to engage, that drives initial traffic, sends positive signals to search engines about your site's value.
Okay.
However, and this is crucial for your long-term strategy sustained, SEO is then needed to make sure those customers and new ones can keep finding you easily online long-term. It's about building a lasting online presence that matches your offline strength.
That makes perfect sense. Finally, the article emphasizes the incredibly competitive nature of search engine results pages, or SERPs. It paints this picture of a massive online landscape, billions of websites all vying for attention.
It's a very accurate picture. With so much information out there, the competition for those top spots is just fierce.
Yeah.
This constant battle for visibility is a primary reason why ongoing SEO is often essential, even for businesses that already have good rankings and are visible to you right now.
So it's not just getting to the top, it's the ongoing effort to stay there.
Exactly. Maintaining your rankings needs continuous effort. Keeping content relevant, up to date, making sure your site is technically sound,
right,
and adapting to what competitors are doing because they're working on their SEO too. If we connect this back to your goal of getting a thorough understanding, it's a reminder, the online world is dynamic.
Always changing.
A long-term SEO strategy is vital for maintaining your visibility, preventing those hard-earned rankings from slipping.
So to bring it all together for you, this deep dive into effective long-term SEO strategy really highlights that SEO isn't a quick fix. It's more like an ongoing commitment, driven by those evolving algorithms, the time needed to build real authority, the smart, scalable approach, leveraging customer relationships, and just the constant competition you face.
Precisely. It's understanding that consistent, sustained engagement with SEO isn't just a good idea, it's a fundamental necessity. For achieving and maintaining long-term online success and visibility for you in today's digital world.
This has been a really insightful look into why that long-term commitment is so crucial for effective SEO. It definitely gives you a much deeper understanding than just knowing the basic tactics.
Absolutely. It's about appreciating the why behind it, the underlying reasons, and the ever-evolving nature of the online space that makes this ongoing approach so important for your success.
So here's a final thought for you to really consider. Given this continuous evolution of the digital landscape, search tech, what fundamental principles of just having an online presence do you think will remain constant, really crucial, regardless of the specific SEO tactics that might come and go? Something to really think about as you continue building your online strategy. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.